Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries. We're going to jump into this real quick tonight. I've got a lot to share with you. I'm about as more excited about tonight than I have been in a long time because we're going to go off script a little bit. We're going to stick with the theme of how to change your life in 10 days. We're actually absolutely going to pick up from where we left off last week. But at the same time, the Lord has been really speaking to me over the past few days, and this word is just burning in me, and we've got to get it out, and I think it's going to be a blessing to everybody. But before we get to anything, let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as always, I'm just asking you to do your thing. Holy Spirit, just have your way through me. Have me to speak articulately. Have the people who are listening to receive this. Father, open their hearts, open their minds, open their eyes to see. Father, bless this time that we have together in Jesus' name. Amen. So for everybody listening and for hopefully some new folks that are listening, we've been spending the last several weeks with the theme of how to change your life in 10 days. And up until this point, everything has been centered around the concept and the principle of honor. The fact that we need to realize that there are treasures that are locked in each and every individual that we come across every single day, that there are miracles that pass us by every day that we don't have the ability to recognize, that these miracles are locked inside people, the levels that God wants to take us to. See, He wants to keep progressing us from level to level to level to level. This growth that's supposed to take place on a regular basis, on a daily basis, that He's trying to perfect us and to mold us into what He wants us to be. He sends people to us in order for that to happen. These things do not drop down out of the sky. They don't show up to you in a vision at night. They don't show up to you in a dream where you have to go hunt somebody down to get them to interpret it. It shows up in people, always. It always shows up in people. So God sends voices into your life. He sends pastors. He sends preachers. He sends mentors. He sends fathers. He sends teachers. He sends these people into your life in order to take you from level to level to level to level. So your treasure, your growth, your maturity, your blessing is always locked inside individuals. It's always locked inside of individuals, and I'm going to spend the rest of the time tonight showing you how that's supposed to happen. But before I do that, we're going to read one verse that we read last week, and that is in Galatians chapter 4. It says, "Now that I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father." We must understand. We must submit to authority. We have to submit to authority, and I know that goes against everything that society and the world that we live in is trying to teach us these days. The world we live in, the media that we watch, television shows, movies, radio, music, everything that we see and listen to reinforces this idea that it doesn't matter who is older than you. It doesn't matter who's been around more than you. I know everything. So by the time I'm 10 or 12 or 13 years old, I've got it all figured out, and nobody's going to tell me what to do. That's why we have people graduating from college expecting to be placed into management. Immediately into a management position because I went to school for 4 years. But from a biblical perspective, we need to prove ourselves on every level. from picking up a mop and mopping a floor all the way up from level to level to level to level. Why? So God can exalt us in due season. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. He wants to exalt us in due season, but he requires a level of maturity. He requires us to pay our dues. He requires us to be under authority, under a voice, under a word, to place us in that position so he can trust us with our inheritance. Just like it says in Galatians chapter 4, now I say that an heir, we have an inheritance. He wants to give us this inheritance, but he's not going to release an inheritance to an immature child who can't handle it. It's never going to happen. That's contrary to what we hear every Sunday morning, isn't it? All we hear every Sunday morning is that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and find favor. It's favor. Don't hate. It's favor. I got it coming my way. So we walk around with this arrogant attitude, brushing our shoulder off, grabbing our shirt with two fingers and puffing it up and saying, I found favor. You ain't found no favor. You're just believing that it's right around the corner based on what your preacher told you. But your preacher is robbing you of your inheritance. Every pastor on every corner and every church is robbing you of your inheritance because he's not telling you anything about personal responsibility. He's not telling you that this contract, this covenant that you're in with your heavenly Father is a two-way street, not one. My life does not depend on God pouring out his blessings on me daily and not requiring anything of me. That's not the way it works. It never has worked. So the important thing we need to understand is just like we talked about last week, position versus condition. We have to understand our position. Our position is we are a child of the King. We are God's children. We have an inheritance waiting on us, not an inheritance in heaven of streets of gold and a big mansion that we supposedly our preacher told us we were going to get because we fed hungry people or because we took people, little kids, to camp every summer and did good things. That is not what reserves our place in heaven. We have to understand that our position and our inheritance is supposed to be released right here on this earth because the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The same way things operate in heaven are the way things are supposed to operate here. So we have to understand who we are because we have to understand our position before our condition can change. So our condition says, I'm sick. My condition today says I'm not well. I have a weak body, a disease. I'm afflicted with some disease. My position says I'm a child of the King. And my Father, my Heavenly Father, was a healer. He is a healer, and he will always be a healer. My condition today says I'm poor. I don't have enough money in my pocket to buy a hot dog. But my position is a child of the King. And he has an inheritance for me, and my Father in heaven was a provider, is a provider, and always will be a provider. My condition today is I'm depressed. I wake up every morning analyzing myself, saying, how do I feel today? Am I having a good day? Am I having a bad day? Are people out to get me? Does somebody not love me anymore? I don't feel good today. I feel like laying in bed and wallowing in my misery all day long. That's my condition. But my position says I'm a child of the King. And my Heavenly Father was a comforter. He is a comforter and always will be a comforter. So once we start to understand our position and the power that we can tap into, then that's when our condition starts to change. Now, I preached a little bit longer than I was going to preach before we took a break, so let that settle in for a minute. We're going to come back, and we're just going to just blow this thing right out of the water because I had a lot to pass on. So let's take a commercial break and a break for some music, You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
Professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Gospel, hip hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana, they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website. Nirakshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Well, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. That was Holy Spirit with Michael Finney. It's one of my favorite songs. Every week I'm hoping they play that one every week. I love that song. All right, now that I've had a time to take a little breath, please understand, there are going to be times that it sounds like I'm a little over the top intense. But you've got to understand this, that I'm not just speaking to the people within the sound of my voice. I'm speaking to myself because I'm not unlike anybody else out there. I'm under daily correction. That's why I place myself under authority. That's why I place myself under a pastor who can hold me accountable, somebody that when I call that I feel comfortable with sharing the darkest parts of my life, and somebody that's going to tell me the truth. They're not going to tell me what I want to hear. They're not going to blow smoke up my rear end and tell me what a wonderful job I'm doing, and God bless you, brother, for spreading the word of God every week. He's going to be real with me. He's going to treat me like a father, and he's going to tell me the truth. So what we have to decide, this is what all of us have to decide. We have to decide whether we're willing to place ourselves under someone who will tell us the truth, or whether we want to continue with the same old, and place ourselves under a voice who's going to tell us what we want to hear. Because we're so beat up by the world, we're so beat up by life, of the daily pressures of life, that we want to be inspired. We want to be told of the love of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God. And believe me, all those things exist. And just like I said at the beginning, that should make somebody want to jump and run a lap when I said that the God that we serve was a healer, is a healer, and will always be a healer. He was a provider, he is a provider, and will always be a provider. He was a comforter, he is a comforter, and will always be a comforter. Grace and mercy follows us every day. We're swimming in grace and mercy daily, and we don't even realize it. But the fact is, it's just like I said before, that when these voices are placed in our life, whether it be mentors, fathers, teachers, pastors, whoever it is, excuse me, it causes you to rise to a place of maturity. God places those people in your life, those voices, and sometimes the best way to tell is when those voices come out of nowhere. when those voices come when you weren't really looking for it, you weren't expecting it, and it just showed up. Don't dismiss those things, because those are the voices that God is sending into your life to cause you to rise to a place of maturity, a place where that inheritance can be released. See, we live in a world now where preachers are scared to death to challenge you. See, we live in a world where there's so much stress involved in ministry, so much financial stress, so much stress because there's the board members can't get mad at us, and we answer to so many people, and the church is developed, and the way it's organized is completely upside down from the way that God intended for the church to be set up, that pastors are scared to death to challenge you. They're scared to death to teach you the things that you need to know. They're scared of offending you. But the reality is, in this day and time, unlike ever before, we need pastors who will stand up and shake you loose to cause change and growth to happen in your life. And that's the title of tonight's message, is change is inevitable. You're going to experience change in your life on a daily basis. It could be financial change. It could be relationship change. It can be any type of change. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. But growth is optional. You have to decide how important it is for you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. It's your choice to decide how fast and how much effort you want to invest in growing as a human being in order to be a better father, a better husband, a better worker, a better employer, whatever it may be. That's optional. That's on you. And the fact is, your willingness to place yourself under authority and place yourself under a voice who will shake you every once in a while and tell you the truth determines how fast you reach that level of maturity so God can say, now my son is ready, now my daughter is ready, and he'll start to release that inheritance to you, and your life will blow up. But it's our choice. Remember, blessing is locked up in the voices. Your maturity is locked up in someone else. And as soon as you recognize who, and as soon as you recognize when, that's when your life will change. All your blessings, all your maturity, all your knowledge, all of that is locked up in someone else. Think about it. Think about it. Every growth you've ever experienced, where does it come from? A book? A pastor? A preacher? A public speaker? A motivational speaker? Your growth and your knowledge has never come from anywhere else other than people. And until we recognize that voice, the one that God sends, that's immediately taking you to a new level of understanding, a new level of passion, a new level of seriousness about your walk with God, if you'll grab hold of that with everything that's in you and say, now's the time, that's when those blessings are going to be released. Now, we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. And it says, for the love of Christ compels means to push, compels, doesn't give you a choice. It doesn't ask for your opinion. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. If one died for all, then all died. We're going to come back to that. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let's go back to what we talked about the kingdom is like the treasure. The man who found a treasure hidden in a field, and for joy of that treasure, he bought the whole field. I don't want it to seem like I'm beating a dead horse here. But the treasure's always hidden under dirt. It's always hidden under dirt. We have to understand that everyone has issues. Everyone has something wrong with them. Everyone has something that they're trying to overcome. Everyone has a tragedy that's taken place in some point in their life. Everybody has experienced some type of abuse. So everybody has experienced some type of abandonment. These issues that get ingrained in our souls that we spend our entire lives trying to shake loose. If we were in church right now, I would tell you to turn to your neighbor and look at him and say, you too. All of us. Including pastors. This is the main thing that I want, that I have to make sure that everybody understands. I have as much dirt as anybody else does. I have as much of a past or more than anybody else does. I've made mistakes, and I still make mistakes as much or more than anybody else does. But see, that's what we do, don't we? We in the past, we've listened to six preachers. And until we find out that there's something wrong with them, or they made a mistake, or the perception was they made a mistake, and they, oh, he's a preacher. I'm not going to listen to him anymore because he's not perfect. Well, what you need to realize is the six that you're listening to now, including myself and the other five that you're watching on television or sitting in front of on Sunday mornings, they got it too. It's a fact of life. Everybody has issues that they're dealing with. The difference is, and what you have to recognize is we hope, but I'm going to speak for myself, is that I have a calling on my life. The calling on my life is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to preach the kingdom and to preach righteousness and to preach the image of Christ to as many people as God will lead to me or lead me to. I will be obedient to that call. And because of my obedience to that call, because of my daily pursuit of righteousness, I will keep improving and I will keep growing. But never will I get a chip on my shoulder that will allow me to exalt myself higher than anyone that I speak to, counsel, preach to, pastor. It doesn't matter. This is my role in the body. My role is to preach. My role is to speak the truth. My role is to mentor and coach and help the people underneath me to reach that level of maturity so blessings can start to be released in their life. But we have to get to a point, and this is where we can follow Paul's example. See, Paul was saying here, for the love of Christ pushes me past your problem. Man, that's strong. The love of Christ pushes me past your problem. See, Paul was saying here, he was saying that he walks in a place where his perception is that he never sees what's wrong with the person. He says, I regard. He says, I do not place it on them to be perfect. I place it on me to see the treasure. See, because Paul is saying all that stuff you had, all the things that are wrong with you, all of that past, all of those attitudes, all of that nastiness, all of that stuff, as far as I'm concerned, it died when Christ died. Now, my job is to, when I see you coming, I take those thoughts captive that come into my head, because you know what happens when we see people coming. Oh, Lord, there she comes. There he comes. Man, I'm going to have to deal with this. No. I'm going to look past that, and I'm going to say, there comes a child of God. I'm going to honor her or him. And because of that honor, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but a treasure is going to be released from that individual that I had no idea was locked inside of them. And that's where your blessings come from. That's where our maturity comes from. So we can see these examples that people like Paul set for us. Now, if we turn over to chapter 7, now what we have to understand, this is interesting, because Paul in chapter 5 was talking about when one died, all died. That I push past everything that's wrong with you. That I'm going to see that treasure locked inside of you. But then in chapter 6, it starts going down and listing all of the things that we shouldn't do. It's telling us how to live. It's telling us not to be unequally yoked together with non-believers, and for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what accord has Christ with all of these things. So he's telling us all these things that we shouldn't do. Now look at chapter 7. In chapter 7 it says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in fear of God. I'm going to read that again. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness. You have to understand from this verse that perfecting holiness is a two-way street. It's perfecting both rooms in the house. It's perfecting both levels of how we operate. So we operate in the flesh, we operate in the spirit, and what it's saying is we need to perfect both of those. But what do we do? When I was growing up in the church, and there's still plenty of these churches out there today, everything had to do with perfecting the flesh. Your sleeves had to be the right length. Every man had to wear a tie. Every woman had to wear a dress that extended to the core of the earth. There was no makeup. There was no adornment of jewelry. You never cut your hair. See, these are the old days. I'm starting to get to the point where I can start talking about the old days. These people were obsessed with perfecting the flesh. But the fact that I know that none of them are listening to this radio show right now, I can say this, that most of them were some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life. How often do you deal with that on a daily basis? How often do we deal with the seasoned church folk? They're all about appearances. Says, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't chew, and I ain't running with nobody who do. And you got it all going on, sister, but behind closed doors, they're backbiting, gossiping, manipulating, hateful, proud, nasty individuals who will take you down. They cannot wait to find out some dirt on you. They live to find dirt on you. So the fact is their flesh has been worked on to have the appearance of holiness. See, the flesh, that's out there in the open for everybody to see. But it's that stuff hidden. It's that filthiness of the spirit. That filthiness of the spirit, that the stench of that is just as offensive to the nose of God as anything on the outside or more. And that's really what we deal with. And that's why I get a message on Facebook, was looking for a church where it's okay to have piercings and tattoos. Do you allow that? Really? Do we allow that? Is that where we've come? Do you allow that? So really, chapter 7, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, is putting it back on us, isn't it? We know that everybody has a treasure. We know that everybody has a field. But let's take some personal responsibility for a minute. And I'm going to talk for myself. Why in the world would I want to display 50 things, 50 obstacles for everybody around me to have to get past to find my treasure? I know that I'm supposed to meet you and I'm supposed to set aside all those flaws and quirks and things that drive me crazy, because I know that you have a treasure hidden inside of you, and that's a challenge to do. Paul was able to do that. I'm not. I haven't reached that level yet. I'm working on it. But why in the world, as sons and daughters of God, am I going to make it almost impossible for anyone to see past my garbage to get to my treasure? So it's always a two-way street. It's a two-way street between us and God. God says, my grace is sufficient. God said, I sent my son to save you, because that's the only way it was going to happen. He died for you. He rose again in 3 days so that you may live, and you may live a life in abundance. But I've got some conditions. I've got some principles that you need to follow. And if you'll follow these positions, these conditions and these principles, you will continue to grow, you will continue to mature, and when you reach a level of maturity in a time appointed by the Father, I am going to pour out blessings on you that you never thought possible. But it does not, and please hear me, blessings are not going to rain down on you randomly for no reason when you are living in absolute disobedience to God. It will not happen. When you continue to disrespect and dishonor everybody around you, including me, please understand I'm preaching to myself. There is no way that a father is going to release an inheritance to an immature child. Now, this is where we go off script. Day after day after day, I hear, Pastor Chris, is God ever going to send me somebody in my life that will love me and cherish me? Pastor Chris, is God ever going to send me a woman, a good, godly woman that I can trust, that will stand by me in times of trouble? Pastor Chris, I've been in poverty for so long. I've been struggling financially for so long. When am I going to get a breakthrough, Pastor Chris? I don't know. How hard are you willing to work? How hard are you willing to train? See, that's what it is, isn't it? We train for anything. We train for a job. stay up. We'll go to school. We'll cram. We'll stay up all night long studying for exams to make our way through school. We'll stay up studying manuals and going through training on the job to get a higher position in a job. We're an athlete, and we'll train hours and hours and hours a day, and we'll eat the right foods and drink the right drinks and do all these things and blood, sweat, and tears in order to be a champion. But how much time do we spend training with spiritual things? So we've got to reach a place where we're being honest with ourselves about who we are. Because this is the reality. There are very few people around you right now, even your closest friends, who are willing to tell you the truth. They will agree with you. They will pat you on the back. They will tell you how wonderful you are. They will reinforce all the mess coming out of your mouth when you exalt yourself to a position that you're not even close to. You're the best. They're not going to tell you the truth. And remember, I said a few weeks ago, one of the hardest things for us to do is to see ourselves accurately. See, number one, we've got to start behaving like who we really are. But in order for that to happen, we've got to acknowledge our present position. In other words, when God was wrestling with Jacob, he was wrestling with Jacob saying, "Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?" And Jacob kept saying, "I'm a trick." He finally said, he submitted. He said, "I'm a trick." I'm a trick. And the minute he said, "I'm a trick," that's when God said, "Now. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now we can get somewhere. Now that you've acknowledged who you really are." When is God going to send me a man? You know, we're sitting out here. We're single. And this is going to be hard for some of you to hear. But it goes both ways, for men and women. We're in our room alone and we're praying to God, "Dear Father, send me a man. Send me a man, a godly man in my life. And at least let him have less than 5 baby mamas. At least 5. And the perfect scenario is he'd have no baby mamas. But Lord, just send me a godly man." So you're praying and you're on your knees, "God, I'm submitting to you and I'm trying to be a better woman. And I just want a godly man to stand by my side, somebody that's going to protect me, somebody that's going to be faithful to me." Well, what do? We get on the phone and talk to our friends. What do our friends tell us? "There ain't no good men out there. You ain't never going to find no good man. They're just a bunch of rotten, lousy, stinking, lying, cheating individuals." So you spend 1 minute talking to God, hoping that he's going to speak to you and lead you to the people that's going to lead you to the man that he wants you to be with, but you spend all your time hanging with people who are telling you the exact opposite. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? You keep hanging out with those people, you are who you hang out with. You take on the identity of the environment that you place yourself in. So I tell you what, let's do this. And this is practical, real life stuff. Common sense tells me if I see a woman praying to God to lead them to the right man, that's telling me that she's serious about this. That tells me that she wants to be someone's wife. Well, let's put it back on her for a minute. I tell you what, if you want to be a wife, why don't you start behaving like a wife? First, step number one, go into your social media accounts and go into that photo gallery that you have and the one where it's got that picture of you on the dance floor getting it with your shoes in your hand. Why don't we go ahead and take that one off? why don't we take some of these pictures down so you can start behaving like someone would want to. And that's a godly woman. Now, that's a godly woman. That's something I can wrap my head around. I need to meet this individual. She acts like she's got her head screwed on straight. And before you send out that post, before you tweet something, and before you post something, why don't you stop before you tweet or post it and say, does this match up with the Word of God? Why am I so angry? Why are there so many men out there who are sick and tired of disgruntled women? And I'm not picking on women. Because how many women do we see out here holding down the household, holding down two jobs? Daddy ain't nowhere to be found. So I've got much respect for moms. But mamas, if you expect God to bring somebody in your life, a godly man who's going to stand with you for the rest of your life, you need to start behaving like that godly wife now. You don't start behaving like a godly wife after you get married. And men, you might want to go into that Facebook page. If you're looking for a godly woman, you might want to delete that little selfie of your little shirt pulled up to your chest with your little ab show. Don't nobody want to see that. That says nothing about a godly man. That says, look at me. Look how hot I am, and I'm heading to the club in 5 minutes. Meet me there. Don't nobody want that husband. Guys, we got to get serious about this. Either you want to live a godly life or you don't want to live a godly life. You can't have both. God says, I either want you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I'm not being hyper-spiritual here. I'm being real. It's all about behavior. And this world we live in today with social media, you're able to hide behind social media. You're able to put anything on. It's amazing to me the stuff that I see put on social media every single day that relates to religion, Christianity, politics, that has no factual basis whatsoever. None. It's just an opinion that somebody is putting out in order to divide people. We have to make a decision as children of God. Either the things that come out of my mouth line up to the Word of God or they don't. But you know what? Do everybody a favor. Pick one. I'm not going to love you any less. I'm not going to treat you any different. I'm still going to see you as what you are. I'm going to still see the potential that's locked inside of you, and I'm going to keep hanging in there with you until the day there's a breakthrough. But we got to quit fronting. We can't be holy when it's time to be holy when we're in front of our holy friends and go out and act a fool the rest of the time. Because it's not me that's going to pay for that. See, taking care of me is a 24-hour-a-day job. Dealing with my own stuff takes 24 hours a day because I'm in training 24 hours a day. Some people tell me I think too much. So be it. I've reached a place in my life I've got to analyze every single behavior, every single word that comes out of my mouth because I've got a father with an inheritance for me that I'm after. See, we want the power of God. We want that power. But we don't want to act like a mature child to get it. It's a process. It's a process of training. We've got to put ourselves in check. Analyze every aspect of your life. Analyze every word that's coming out of your mouth. Analyze your friends. The crowd you're running with, is it time to change? Because you know what? If those people love you, you'd be able to walk up to them right now and say, look, I'm heading in a different direction, and I'd love for you to come with me. Either they're going to celebrate that or they're going to make fun of you. If they make fun of you, walk away. Walk away. Because most people, and I'm here to tell you now, they want to see you fall. They want to know as much dirt as they can find out about you, just so they can use it against you. And I'm making a commitment right now to this ministry, and this is why we're going to have a breakthrough in this ministry, because we're going to have people that don't want to hear the truth, and they're going to move on their merry way, and that's fine. And we're going to pray for them, and we don't love them any less. But there's going to be a group of people who say, I'm going to place myself under somebody who's going to tell me the truth. I'm going to place myself under somebody who's going to teach me the principles that I need to have to take me to a level of maturity so my inheritance can be released. So the blessings that God has for me will rain down like I'd never thought possible. That's where we're going. Guys, we've got to take this seriously. So here's the question, and I don't know how many are listening right now. Over the last 4 weeks, how many people are you teaching these things? How many people are you sharing these concepts and principles of honor and respect? How are you applying it to your life in the workplace and in your relationships? I know for a fact some of you are, because I'm able to hear it and see it. But I want to know more. See, because we're commissioned, all of us, not just me, to go out and share the good news. We're supposed to hold each other accountable. But what does the world call it? Judgment. I'm not judging you. I can't judge your heart. I have no idea where your heart is or your intent, but I sure enough will judge your actions. And you show me in the Bible where it says I can't do that as a brother or sister in Christ. As a brother and sister in Christ, that's our responsibility to hold each other accountable. We don't even allow each other to do that. How dare you? How dare you tell me I'm doing something wrong? How dare you criticize me? Until the day that you can get over yourself long enough to allow somebody to love you enough to tell you the truth, that maturity level is not going to change. It's not going to change. So we're going to close with this. This is what I'm going to challenge everybody to do. Go into this week. Go into your social media. Go into and have a conversation with your husband, with your wife, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, with your children, something. Take your relationships to another level. Make a commitment to the people around you that you're going to try harder and harder and harder. Go into the people that mean the most to you and with boldness stand in front of them and saying, let me tell you where I'm going. Enough is enough. I'm not playing no more. I'm done with playing. I have a Father in heaven that loves me unconditionally, that if it wasn't for him, I'd probably be dead right now. God has shown me more mercy and grace in my life than I ever deserve. And he's led me to a place right now where I'm able to share God's word with people all week long. Daily, I'm able to talk about God's goodness and God's grace and God's mercy and God's love. And that's not unique to me. That's a mandate for all of us. The kingdom of God now, the righteousness of God now, and the image of Christ now. The time is now, unlike never before. Not going to get into politics, but watch the world around you. Pay attention to what's going on. If you want to believe the media that it's getting better, go ahead. Go ahead. But it's going to be a sad day. when it hits the fan and you didn't see it coming. But we have victory. You can take all the things going on in the world, all the poverty, all the war, all the hate, all the violence, everything, and we have a God that loves us and wants to pour out his blessings on us. And it's all going to happen within a body, the body of Christ. The body of Christ who laid down their lives for one another. That's what we're forming here. And we're going to grind and grind and grind and grind. No matter how many days I wake up and my flesh is telling me to run as far away as I can get, I'm going to keep grinding. I'm not going to stop. We're going to keep grinding at this radio show until we get a breakthrough. Because I believe God has plans down the road for other things that are going to branch off of this radio show. I believe it with everything that's in me. But when God's telling me to be more bold, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. I love you. God loves you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a few. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artists and music contests, the Jammin' or Slam.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Valder Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip-hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. The artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of VOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. That was Forgive and Andre Alexander. Well, this is the time in the show where we open up the phone lines with any questions or comments. We'd like to reach out to those who are logged on to hiphopnational.com. If you would like to dial in, you can dial in at 213-559-2995 and just press the number 1 if you'd like to engage. We'd love to hear from those that are online as well. So if there's anybody out there not right now, we're ready to take your calls.
Area code 229-733. You please state your name, where you're calling in from. You now have the floor. Okay, that person hung up. 612-875, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Yes, my name is Delshia Perry, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I had a question. Good evening, Pastor Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, Delshia. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so much. Listen, I wanted to ask you a question. Generally, for a new believer, for someone who has just accepted Jesus Christ into their lives, you had mentioned earlier about, you know, wanting to do what was right to get the inheritance that God has for you. What are three things that you could say would be very important for someone who's trying to walk right in their life to do to get that inheritance? Could you share that with the audience this evening, please?
Absolutely. I think the absolute most important thing you can do is, and this is from Galatians chapter 4, is to place yourself inside a body, inside a church, underneath a voice, underneath a pastor, underneath somebody who can mentor you, because that's why the Bible says that we're under guardians and stewards until an appointed time. So that's the most important thing. The second thing, obviously, is to get in the Word, is to read and study God's Word, and that's how we get to know Him. That's how we form that relationship with Him. And the third thing is getting into a habit, getting into that groove where daily we're on our knees and on our face, crying out to God. And listening, not just speaking, but listening to God and letting Him speak to us. So those are the, if you can do those three things, boy, oh boy, the life's going to change pretty quickly. So it's placing yourself under authority, getting into God's Word and digesting and reading and studying and spending time with Him. Those are the three main things.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I've been a street evangelist for a while, and I've asked people to come and, you know, ask them if they know the Lord. And I'm just so glad to hear you say that, because I know that I'm on the right track. And it's nice to be able to have that reiterated for those who maybe not know. So thank you so much for your time. I certainly enjoy your show every Sunday. And I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. And you're on the right track, and I just love your show. And I'm really excited to see where God is going to take this, because I know it's going to be huge. So thank you again for your time and the energy that you've put forth in bringing the message, bringing the truth to the people, because only the truth will set them free. Thank you so much, Pastor Chris. Have a very blessed evening.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Area code 229-310. You now
hey,
have.
Hello, this is Joe.
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Chris, John. Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
You got a great show tonight, Chris, like you always do. You know, trying to train is never a complete process. You got to always go on. It's an ongoing process, what you got to do and stuff like that in life, which me, myself, I try to take some steps in changing in my life, and I try to use the three J's, which the three J's is justice, justification, and justify, because I had those mixed up. See, justice, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 17, God said, I will make justice the measure line. And justification, Romans chapter 5, verse 18, talk about when Adam sinned and brought death into the world. But through by one act of justification through Jesus Christ, He got that back for us and stuff like that. And to justify, declaring righteous, Romans chapter 3, verse 24 say, by undeserved kindness, which I had those things mixed up in my life. So once I got those ingredients correct, so then no matter how strong you are, there's a limit to what you can do. You know, the first thing I told myself that the Son come up with mercy. Only then my heart began to melt away the disgusting things forbidding me to accept the peace of God. I came to the conclusion, no matter what this God and what is confusing my judgment, can wisdom began to act with discretion to begin with directing my steps. Because, you know, a encouragement must be between your heart and your mind. Because the evil is trying to materialize the kind heart that you have. You know, empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. So we must use our abilities and intelligence to eliminate the control that the devil has over our reality. Because bad impulses, you know, dominate our life, you know, and mind. You know, so we got to keep conquering the evil by controlling the anger. So we must deliver a clear direction to your conclusion to indicate to be obedient from the heart. And so those are some of the things that I'm ongoing in the process of learning myself and to keep doing. And you are shining a great light on some of those key factors.
John, I appreciate it, my friend. Any more callers?
No, at this point in time, there's no one else got their hand raised on Pastor Chris Wilson now.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to close this out in prayer. And we'll see you next week. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word. Father, I thank you for everybody that's on this call tonight. Father, I pray blessing over everyone and the people connected to them. Have us walk in peace and grace and mercy this week. Until next week, in Jesus' name, amen. See you next week.
Amen.
For those who would like to get their music played here and supported right here on Hip Hop National, please tune in every Sunday, definitely for the gospel program, and get your music played right and supported right here on the show. Go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We are also on Monday through Saturday, supporting all other sorts of music, all other genres of music. So definitely keep it locked and loaded right here and learn everything you need to know about the music business. Thank you a lot, Pastor Willingham. Really appreciate your sermon. God bless you. God bless everybody.
God bless.
Have a great one. Stay tuned.
Jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your feet and move your feet, yeah, to the beat, come on.
Jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your feet and move your feet.
Everybody know.
Creator of the Holy Ghost, yeah, and that's God, you see, so we stay with the B-I-B-L-E, yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the king, yeah, and on his wings is we, yeah, the G2G, cause we give the glory to he, and never take it for keeps, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech, yeah, we aiming to teach, and not aiming to please, people, but aiming to please God, so we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say, and there's no Y in team of the words that we say, every day, we live for the J-E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb, and believe me, cause serving I am, I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation, yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating, the new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:1, yeah, 7 you see, I practice on the teachings cause my future is for preaching, yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle, yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back,
that I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be,
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. But so was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my king. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true king. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my king, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. St. John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the king, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you're hearing me. People, can't you see? Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People, get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the king, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my king. Oh, yeah.
You're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight was an awesome show. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, make sure you go back and check the archive. Tonight we were still on the series Change Your Life in 10 Days. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. Pastor Chris Willingham really laid it down tonight. You just heard Closer to My King by Zay. Before that, it was Flex featuring Anti-Heroes featuring Jacob 22. And then before that was Crazy for Christ. And at the top of the set, we had Jump for Jesus. Y'all stay with us. Definitely, we got some more coming up. Y'all stay with us.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just need it to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flops. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so even a taste. It's bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. Was so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sort of had me, sort of misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew it.
if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what the friends in the can, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brother. Plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec, while I release from the noose.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
The body of Christ is under attack, but we shall not be defeated, because the God who is for us is more than the whole world against us. Yes, we're claiming victory today over poverty, sickness, disease, malice, and division. For the saints and for the Lamb of God.
Jehovah reigns.
And we proclaim.
And we proclaim.
Victory.
The victory.
God has built his church upon Jesus Christ, the solid rock, and the gates of hell
shall not prevail.
Declare our victory in the name of Jesus. Bow down. Infirmity and insanity have to bow down in the name of Jesus. Come on and rejoice in the Lord and be exceedingly glad, for he is our champion, our defender, our shield and buckler. He's the ruler of every nation.
Victory,
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 try. He won't regret it, cause he's not a man, he can't lie.
Homie, I don't grind, and I don't do games, so I'm throwing up my signs. The times we live in, it's so, so different from which I came from, cause Jesus is missing, but y'all won't listen. The end is coming, there's evil going on, cause the love of my name is tripping in the club for the M-O-N-E-Y, on the corner selling drugs for the M-O-N-E-Y, giving your body over for a burger and a fry, then you claim you can't find love, maybe that's why you need to try J.
I'm representing Jesus. I'm throwing nails. Come on, now let's go. Now let's go.
I'm talking about, gotta shout it out. Shout it out, J-E-S-U-S.
That's him.
I'm sure you already know that he's the only way to truly meet your maker. Cause the word says it, that he is the way.
Tell the truth
and the lie. No, don't you doubt him. I know too much about him.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.